Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, NCLEX High Yielders. This is Dr. Zeeshan, and I'm the host of NCLEX High Yield Podcast, where we will be giving out daily content for your exam, tips and tricks that the boards love to ask, and overall general information on how to study, what to study, and complex topics broken down for you. Whether you're a first-time test taker or even a repeat test taker, we have helped people across the globe pass their NCLEX exam, so do not give up and get motivated. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and also visit our Instagram at NCLEX High Yield, at NCLEX High Yield, where you can DM us questions so we can answer them on the podcast. Also, check out our website, www.nclexhighyield.com, and subscribe to receive a link to our weekly free Zoom session where I drop all types of content, break down complex topics, and make them easy for you to understand every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you guys then. Take care. I will talk about pediatric endocrine real quick because that actually touches a little bit on, it actually touches on type 1 diabetes. So when you see pediatric endocrine, mark my words, all you're going to see is type 1 diabetes. That's it. They don't ask about anything else. Why do they ask about type 1 diabetes? Because we diagnose them when they're children. So if we diagnose them when they're children, you have to deal with the parents. You have to teach the child. You have to make sure that this child does not feel that this lifelong treatment they're going to be doing is something that's going to hinder their development and or their social life. Right? You don't want them to feel alienated. You want them to feel like, oh my God, I'm crippled or I'm handicapped, because that type 1 diabetes is easily manageable. With children, what are we worried about? First and foremost, it's one of the eight, hypoglycemia. First and foremost is hypoglycemia, identifying this. These children are receiving insulin because they cannot make insulin. That's what type 1 diabetes is. You cannot make it. You don't have a decreased amount. You don't have a sensitivity to it. You cannot make it. Insulin, if we give too much or at the wrong time, they're going to become hypoglycemic. Hypoglycemia leads to what? Comatose, respiratory depression, altered mental status. They will die. Okay? So we have to educate them and figure out when they are starting to become hypoglycemic. Usually you're going to see that tremor, nausea, vomiting, lightheadedness. Their blood sugar has dropped too much. Maybe they didn't eat. Maybe they took too much insulin. Whatever it is, identify this. What are we going to give? What are we going to give them if we see these signs? Simple carbohydrate. You see a child and they look hypoglycemic, give them simple carbohydrates. What is an example of simple carbohydrates? How about some fruit juice? How about some soda? Hard candy? We need to give them 15 grams of sugar if they are starting to look hypoglycemic. 15 grams of sugar, well, what is that? I mean, I don't drink soda, but like a half a can of Coke or something like that? Maybe something like that, give or take. Maybe a juice box. I don't know how much sugar is in that, but yeah, cold and clammy, yeah. Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that, Danielle. Cold and clammy, need some candy. That's kind of cool, yeah. Absolutely. They're going to look cold and clammy. I'll add those in there as well, too. Pale, pallor, right? So all these things are basically saying the same thing. This person is hypoglycemic. So the first thing in pediatric endocrine is identifying that this child is becoming hypoglycemic and knowing what you're going to give them. Select all that apply. Fruit juice, soda, hard candy. Are we going to give them peanut butter and jelly? No, we don't got time to digest a damn sandwich. Okay, give them something that's easily absorbed. That's it. Give them something that's easily absorbed. All right, what's the next thing that we got to do? Educate parents and not make them feel that this is something that they can't live with, because maybe they've never experienced type 1 diabetes. Maybe they don't know how to treat it. Maybe they're kind of like, oh my God, I'm going to have to stab my kid every single day. How many times a day? They're kind of like, they're freaking out themselves. First time parents, second time parents, first time with type 1 diabetes. Educate the parents that they can live a normal lifestyle. The other thing is get the kid involved. Get the kid involved. What do I mean by involved? When I was doing pediatrics and we saw a child that was, you know, that had type 1 diabetes. So where do you want to do your injection? Or where did you do it last time? Oh, I did it over here. So why don't we try this one over here? Cool. We got them involved. Maybe so the parents can actually administer the injection, but you can have the child push the syringe. Get them involved. Talk to the child about, hey, these are some signs and symptoms of hypoglycemia, or say these are signs and symptoms that if you see these, let somebody know. Things like the tremors, things like you're feeling dizzy, feel nauseous, right? Maybe you're feeling a little cold. Let a grown-up know. And then you ask them to tell you back. So give me some things that you're going to be worried about, you know, that if you feel this way, you're going to let your parents know, or you're going to let your nurse, or you're going to let your teacher know, whatever it is. So that's pretty much how they like to talk about pediatric endocrine. It's mostly type 1 diabetes. And really, that's all there is on there.